I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on May 29th, 2020. The Raspberry Pi Foundation has unveiled an 8GB version of its Model 4 single-board computer. The latest addition to the Foundation's range was announced yesterday and features some small changes to the board design of the Pi in order to accommodate the slightly higher power draw of the new RAM module. The updated Pi is clearly proving popular, with many retailers having sold their entire stock of the $75 device within the first 24 hours of its launch. The Foundation also announced a rebranding of its operating system under the new name of Raspberry Pi OS and plans to introduce a 64-bit version to complement the existing 32-bit one. The 64-bit version will be available for both the Model 3 and Model 4 Pis and will allow applications to take advantage of the full addressable memory space that they provide. Version 1.14 of Apache Subversion has been released. The project recently celebrated its 20th birthday and took the opportunity to remind us that it remains a popular choice for version control within many large organizations, despite Git's apparent ubiquity. The latest release of the software includes support for Python 3 bindings and is tagged as an LTS version, which means that it is due to receive support for the next 4 years. A new version of Jenny Mobile's remote control software for Android has been released. The free screen copy application provides display mirroring and control of Android devices that haven't been rooted, and works using ADB over either a USB or wireless connection. The latest version of the software adds more control over screen and device wake states, and introduces a seamless way of sharing text between your desktop and mobile device clipboards. Staying with Android, Google has released version 4 of its development environment for the platform. The new release of Android Studio includes many new features, including a graphical tool to simplify managing complex motion and animation effects. Studio's layout debugging tool has had a makeover, and a new validation feature allows developers to easily see how their layouts will be rendered on devices with different form factors. The Godot project has demonstrated a version of its game editing software running in a browser. The project was gifted $50,000 by Mozilla last year and has used some of those funds to support its browser integration efforts. While Godot has stressed that it isn't planning to abandon its standalone editing software, the project has been able to provide a near-native experience within a browser environment by using modern technologies. The project's browser-based editor is currently in preview and slated to officially land with version 4 of the Godot engine later this year. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/162. We'll be back on Monday.